At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pirates beat writer Noah Hyles joins us right now from the Post-Gazette. He's in Phoenix with the team. Malty, do you know what time it is in Phoenix?
Trick question, I think, because they don't observe daylight savings time. So I want to say it's... this is going to piss me off. I want to say it's 1:36 there.
1:36?
I was going to say 12:36.
12:30.
Not 12:37.
I think you guys are both wrong.
Is it 11:36?
Noah?
It is. Yeah, it's 11:37.
Okay, now. I did it wrong. Yeah, so I knew the rule. They don't observe daylight savings time, and I misapplied it.
And you still got it wrong.
Yeah, thank you, okay?
Yeah, no, I know. Just wanted to
point it out.
Easy
there, big guy.
Noah, right now, a third of the way through the season, we ask you this every time you're on. Percentage chance Ben Cherington is back in 2026?
50. He could be back or he could not be back. I think that's just what it is right now. And I know that's a very boring answer, but there's still 100 games remaining. So if the team plays better, then there's a chance he is retained. If this continues, then he's probably not retained.
Is there like a Schrodinger's cat situation where in one universe Ben Cherington's already been fired and in the other one he's already received some sort of an extension here? Like, man,
well, they used to give out secret extensions all the time over there, so that's actually a good point.
Getting very metaphysical here, Noah, as we open up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to predict if someone, because I don't think
he'll
be fired.
Is the team playing for his job? Do you think the team's, like, the team, not playing directly for
him? Well, he just gave
you
a big nugget there, Malzy. He said he doesn't think it's going to happen midseason. So that means he runs the draft and he runs the trade deadline, which makes me want to throw up.
I get all that, and I think that also makes me want to vomit. But, like, do you think Bob Nutting is looking at the way the team performs for the last 105 or so games here that they've got and basically making a determination off of how this team looks in those 105 games? Like, is that really what it comes down to at this point for Ben Cherington?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you look at what they have remaining, they've yet to have their full lineup at complete health. They're soon going to get Nick Gonzalez back, or they'll eventually get Nick Gonzalez back. I don't know exactly when he'll be back. But when they get Gonzalez and when Chandler's up here, that's kind of the team that they had envisioned at the start of the year. And for a multitude of reasons, the roster just hasn't been what it was supposed to be until probably June, right? So when we get a good look at what that team does, if it can perform better, and if it plays, if it has a winning record in its remaining 100-plus games, I think there's a chance he's back.
What is the biggest decision then facing Cherington that is not the MLB draft in July, the rest of this season, in your opinion, Noah?
I mean, it's what he does at the trade deadline.
So who would be the number one name there that you think of when it comes to a seismic or momentous decision for the Pirates?
I mean, just looking at the organization, I would think, and this isn't me reporting anything, but if you're talking about what is the biggest move they could do, it would be the potential of trading Mitch Keller, simply because of what they have at that position group behind him and the amount of capital he accounts for on the payroll. If you get that salary off the books, you go into the offseason with a lot more money to spend in areas that are desperately needed funding. Like, you could use his salary on a big league bat and potentially get another big league bat in return when you trade him. I don't think that that's a move that happens this deadline, but that could be probably the biggest move they would make this year.
Is it your understanding that they can't have both, that they couldn't keep Keller and just go out and bring a bat in this offseason, that one has to precede the other?
I mean, they could. I mean, it's, I don't know. It will be interesting because I haven't heard any indication that the payroll is going to take a sizable jump heading into 2026. But if there were ever a time for Bob Nutting to change his ways a little bit based off of, you know, him seeing something or just getting a feeling that, hey, I need to step it up a little. This is the season for that to happen. If what has transpired in the first 2 months of the 2025 regular season doesn't motivate him to maybe give a little bit more to spend, not just on player payroll, but in all areas, that I don't know what will. So I still don't think they could sign a sizable bet. Someone, I would say, like a position player equivalent of Keller. I don't think they're capable of signing someone like that in free agency without a move coming before it.
I want you to look into your Noah Hyles crystal ball and make the biggest Pirates prediction you can for the next two, for the remaining two-thirds of the season. Can be anything you want. Record, player-related, move-related, something. The biggest one you can think of that you actually think will happen over the next two-thirds of the season for them.
I'll say Spencer Horowitz finishes second on the team in home runs.
That actually is a pretty bold prediction, given that he's starting how many? I mean, he'll be behind Cruz here. Who's second place right now?
I think what?
Reynolds,
yeah.
You know, that actually is plausible. I'm hoping Canario finishes second on the team in home runs with at least six.
Yes.
Noah, we need that for our Bucko auction house here.
All right.
Okay.
Why is there a microwave behind you, by the way?
I was going to say the same thing. Are you staying in like an extended stay hotel? What's going on
here? Are you staying
here
with a friend?
Yeah, one of my best friends works for the Diamondbacks, so I'm staying with him while I'm in Arizona.
Congratulations on all your success.
All right, we'll see you, Noah.
Yeah, I guess.
What's on your shirt, too, by the way? What is that?
This is a shirt from a pub crawl in Dormont. I actually was the winner of the grand prize, which was a family pass for the summer of 2025 to the Dormont pool.
How does one win a pub crawl, being the one standing at the end?
Yeah, so you had to, I think it was a stop, you had to go to all 12 stops and then have like a little check at each stop, a little passport you had to get checked.
So that means you had at least 12 drinks is what that means.
That,
yes.
You could deduce that, yes.
Well done.
Yes, that did happen. Yeah, I'd try.
All right, thank you, Noah.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.